Indiana Farm Bureau members were in Washington, D.C. last week weighing in on policy issues critical to the success of agriculture. Indiana Farm Bureau President Randy Crone told me last week in D.C. that they have seven individuals on what they call issue advisory committees for American Farm Bureau.
It ranges from energy to farm policy to water and natural resources, and it's issue groups that will dig into the topics a lot deeper, the issues, and understand them and help us develop good policy. But that will go back to the local level, and it'll go through the resolutions process. But it just gives us an opportunity to take several days, dig into it, understand the issues, and it's our grassroots members.
While in D.C., Crone and others met with Indiana Senators Todd Young and Jim Banks to discuss policy issues impacting farmers back home. It's been a little while since Indiana hasn't had representation on the Senate Ag Committee. I asked Crone if that's a concern of his.
Oh, I don't know if I'd say concern. We sure would have liked to have Senator Banks on there, and we did work and try to get him there, and it didn't work out. And it has been a long time since we haven't had Hoosier on the Senate Ag Committee. I will say we have two of them on the House Ag Committee, representing Baird, and now Mark Messmer representing Messmer. So we're represented there, but we're going to go have conversations, talk about Farm Bill. Labor's one of our top issues, and the H-2A and the labor rates. And so we're going to be talking about some issues like that that impact the pocketbook of Hoosiers.
Crone told Hoosier Ag today they also discussed biofuel tax credits and Senate confirmations with Young and Banks, while adding they'll be out to D.C. plenty more in the weeks and months to come to advocate for Indiana farmers.